They call me Honey Badger.
All right, so hello, welcome to our first mini-sode.
Hey, good to be here.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
My name's Kate.
My name's Pam.
Bill's here.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk just a little bit less.
Okay, so we decided that we wanted to do some mini-sodes on top of our regular episodes to, you know, like, give you a little something-something, like, give you a little snack, because...
it's going to be like the Salt Bae. We're going to season our whole, like... repertoire with some little episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Salt Bae if his food was good.
Ooh. Salt Bae, don't come for
us.
Yeah,
food doesn't live up to the memes, unfortunately.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to take a dark turn. Anyways. Yeah. This might be the first and last mini-sode.
So as we have been learning, we've gotten feedback from our friends, especially, who are awesome. Like, thank you so much for your feedback, guys, because it really does help. And one thing that they pointed out that we know that we do, but the one thing that they pointed out is that we have a way of speaking to each other where we start a thought and then a different thought comes in and it's just like jazz, you know, and we just like never come back to the original thought. So we do, the way we speak can be kind of enraging. So we're sorry.
Sorry. Also, we were told like drop more science. Like,
yes, that is true.
Get into it.
Yes. But this is my apology letter for the time I ranted about B12 and then provided no information about B12.
I liked your passion.
Thank you. I'm very passionate.
It's like your spirit.
It's my soapbox.
Coming out.
So I just wanted to give some good information on some B12 deficiency testing.
I'm so excited about this because this is like super relevant to my life.
I love B12 testing so much. So here's the thing that... traditionally, one would test the serum B12. That's just so you get your blood drawn, and the serum is just whatever B12 is in your blood, right?
Yeah, it's like a bucket. It's in like a bucket of tests that you would do for anemia, right? Or other things?
I think it's a special B, like, you have to just order it separately, I think.
Okay. Usually I just see it as part of, like, a whole picture, but it must be a bunch of check boxes.
Yeah,
it must just be like check boxes, right?
I'm sure it depends on the hospital.
Yeah. Anyways, B12.
So
blood level.
If somebody suspects a B12 deficiency, they'll run a B12 and a folate serum. And unfortunately, neither of these things actually are accurate to the deficiencies they are named for.
She gasped. But why?
It's never been a good marker of B12 deficiency. It is something that we've just traditionally used over many, many years. And there is still kind of this practice point where you can identify severe B12 deficiency in general, 99% of the time. In severe B12 deficiency, your serum B12 is going to be less than 200.
Yeah.
And I think it's nanograms per deciliter.
Okay.
So I'm doing the sound. I keep going.
I don't even notice it, honestly.
Oh, it's all I can hear when I listen back.
I mean, I'm also like not in your face, so across the room, it sounds great.
We're always looking for ways to improve, Kate.
Take a sip.
We're always looking for ways to improve.
I'm so sorry. So it's just not, and by the way, it's not a good measure of folate either. So is there another measure? Yes, there is. Actually, there's two measures.
Why is it not, though? Could it be because our body likes to maintain blood homeostasis?
Oh my God.
I look like that car, what is it, that like wavy thing that you see outside of car salesmen that's like, woo.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
The wacky wavy, whatever it is.
Wacky waving.
I'm just moved by B12.
Ah! Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't even edited.
Nice. Good job. I'm just so moved by B12. Tell me more.
So it's not accurate. And we know this because, well, I'll get into it. B12 is circulating at any given time by two different carriers, and that is serum transcobalamin and serum haptocorin. So, hold on, let me pull this. You might need to edit this a little bit, Bill, sorry. Because I didn't, like, super prepare for those.
I should have... two new sets of music. I should do one for intro to minisodes so people would know the difference up front.
Yeah.
And I should do research music. So that way, if we have to cut because we took a minute to check our research.
I love that.
Oh my God, it should be like funky jazz or something. Like,
I love that.
So, Siren B12 is carried around by two different carriers that we know of. So we have Hollow Transcobalamin, or Hollow TC for short. That's the active B12. We also have Hollow Haptocorin, for short, we call it Hollow CT. And that is the, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. not the active kind.
It's like the backup dancer.
it's the liver form. So therefore it's not used to make red blood cells.
Yeah.
Right? It's not involved in that synthesis. So therefore, it's really important, this difference. The non-active makes up anywhere from 70 to 90% of the serum B12. And the active B12 is more like 10 to 30%. So that's why you might hear like, oh, well, maybe we should have a little bit of a higher cutoff point. But there actually never really was an agreed upon cutoff point to say that a person definitely has B12 deficiency. Just less than 200 nanograms per deciliter seems to be the thing that people tend to use. Unfortunately, if a person has like 300, you know, like a low normal,
yeah.
But consider the fact that only maybe 30% of that is actually actively participating in red blood cell synthesis,
yeah,
or DNA synthesis, you're still B12 deficient. So you might see some of these morphologies or changes in the blood, like the anemia panel that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So red blood cell count, it would be red blood cell count, hemoglobin, hematocrit, platelets, hypersegmented, neutrophils, and mean cell volume.
Yeah.
Mean corpuscular volume or mean cell volume. These would be changed. So the way that these change is that the mean cell volume will be high.
Yeah.
And what?
Sorry, I'm laughing.
What's happening?
Doing some like hand
movement. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to do that.
He's doing like interpretive dance to your...
I love how you were like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to. Phil has some undiagnosed shit over there.
I was watching it and he was like,
oh, yeah.
Sorry.
He's in his own mind. Like, this is...
Clearly, I'm easily distracted. I'm just like, that's interesting. You down with MCV?
Huh?
Yeah, you know me.
Oh,
my God.
I got you.
Thank you.
I missed it. Oh.
It must be those hand signals. We just can connect.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyways. Sorry.
So your mean cell volume will be high. Pam, do you remember why your mean cell volume will be higher in B12 deficiency?
Oh, because don't they like, don't they get like bigger? It's like macrocytic. So like the cells just puff.
Yeah, you get these large immature cells. So they're not very good at carrying around oxygen. They don't have good stores of hemoglobin, and they take up too much room. So you might have a good red blood cell count, but because they're all so big, you know, they're taking up too much room. But it's also why your red blood cell count is probably going to be lower, because
they're just all in the way.
Yeah, they're all in the way.
Your blood is now a ball pit.
Right. And they don't carry hemoglobin well, so your hemoglobin gets lower, and so on. So you have some morphologies that occur, and those are some examples of it. Another thing that occurs is that your methylmalonic acid will increase, and so will your homocysteine. Mm. And these happen to be the two markers that are much more accurate and sensitive to B12 deficiency. So it's more expensive, because it's still in many insurance companies considered to be the specialty test, and it may not be something that's routine that for a hospital that does their own lab testing, if it's like a smaller community hospital. So it might be a little bit of a push to get something like this, but getting even just a B12 plus a methylmalonic acid will help to diagnose B12 deficiency even with normal serum B12.
Sure will.
And the reason that we know that this is important is that people who have genetic abnormalities that make it impossible for them to make the carrier that carries active B12 can still have normal serum B12 values. So they don't have active B12. They have profound vitamin B12 deficiency. They might have all the symptoms, including neurological difficulties, confusion, peripheral neuropathy.
Yeah.
Decreased myelinization of their myelinization. Isn't it myelination? Myelin?
Yeah,
myelins.
Yeah, like your myelin sheaths.
Yeah, myelin sheaths.
Like the coatings on your nerves.
Yeah, the coatings on your nerves. I forget if it's myelination or myelinization. Whatever. Who fucking cares? Anyway, it's bad for that.
Yeah, it's not coating your nerves, and that's a bad thing.
It's bads. Yeah. Don't do that.
It's bad. Medical lingo. It's bad.
Thumbs down.
How am I doing, Doc?
Oh, boy. It's bad. It's bad. It's not doing goods. So this is why I get so fired up about B12, because the thing is that I have actually, you know, been stonewalled by docs who believe or want to make sure that there isn't a B12 deficiency before they move forward on something, especially psychiatry, who wants to test B12 before they change the psych med to see if there's some sort of confusion or abnormality because of the B12 deficiency, especially in elderly patients. And I'll tell them, like, hey, did you know your B12 serum is fucking useless? I don't say it like that. I'm more professional. Sometimes I say it like that if we're friends. try this. But the thing is, they also, if they try it, they might also get pushback from their administrators, unfortunately, because it's all about money.
So here's the thing is, like, we keep saying how expensive it is. I would love to see, like, how much more it is compared to a B12. Like,
I mean, serum. I would, too. I know that B12 is just covered. Like, if you have a reason to test it, it's typically covered by insurance. Yeah.
Okay. So to sum it up then, so we have these different types of B12 in our body. How can we have a normal level and be deficient? So what are we missing here? It's because we have so much below the surface then that we're just not really seeing it.
It's because B12, it's named serum B12, but unfortunately, you should name it something else. Like, I think that that's the issue. It's like it's called B12, but it's not a sensitive marker for B12 status.
It makes me think, and maybe I'm wrong in thinking this way, about like how in certain states, like I know dialysis, sometimes if some people present with low calcium, they're like, check the ionized calcium, because we know that calcium is bound by albumin.
Yes.
So it's very much affected by other carriers in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want more of a concentrated level to see like, okay, what's actually happening here, and why are all these clowns like in the way, maybe making this level look falsely low?
Yes. One thing that I do want to say is that the reason that methylmalonic acid will be high and homocysteine will be high in B12 deficiency is because B12 helps to convert homocysteine to methylmalonic acid. So if you have homocysteine and it's building up too much, it means that it's not being made into methylmalonic acid.
Yes.
And elevated homocysteine is a cardiovascular risk. So test homocysteine then, fine. But, you know.
Do it. No, test MMA.
I know, yeah. Test MMA, please.
Get your providers on board. I have one that is, thank God.
The accumulation of MMA occurs in the absence of B12 because it converts methylmalonic acid to succinyl. That's succinyl-CoA. Succinyl?
Succinyl? Succinyl? I've heard of it as succinyl, but like, who knows? It's like tomato, tomato.
I'm like a dietitian.
Are you a dietary lady?
I'm a dietary lady. Let me get my hair knit. homocysteine is a sensitive marker, but not so specific to folate deficiency. So if you have, if it's both elevated, then it's likely a B12 deficiency, and you should try treating that. And if you provide a B12 supplement, you cannot, definitely not, test B12 serum, because that'll be very elevated. So that is not a good monitoring piece.
Will it?
Yeah, you monitor the methylmalonic acid. Now, if you have normal methylmalonic acid, or even maybe a little low, and high homocysteine, however... it's not as sensitive. So it could be a folate deficiency, but it could also be a B6 deficiency. So it's not so specific. And also it might be elevated for other reasons, such as renal failure or hypothyroidism and so on. So that is my apology letter to our listeners. Thank you so much for your patience. And I'm so sorry that I talk like that. Like, ugh, I'm so mad. Anyway, let's never talk about this again.
You're just very passionate.
That does happen a lot so far.
I know. We're
like, oh, you know what really pisses me off? Anyways. Anyways, let's talk about something else.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah, it's so funny. All right, thank you. That was our first mini-sode. And bye.